Earlier, we heard about that attack on the flotilla of aid heading for Gaza, which is currently off the island of Crete. Galway activist Sarah Clancy is part of the flotilla of 51 boats, which includes 22 Irish citizens. Now, a short while ago, our reporter Adele McAllister got through to her and asked what happened.
So last night, around about 1 a.m, we were travelling in a flotilla. So the flotilla is together. There's around about 43 or 44 boats here together. And we were travelling towards Gaza, making really good progress. And so around about, the first thing that happened was that the VHF radios were jammed and they started playing ABBA music instead of the usual notifications. Then very shortly after that, people spotted drones all around in the sky, a large number of drones. Now, the last few nights, we'd been seeing 4 or 5 drones hovering over, surveilling the flotilla for the last few nights. But this was a large number of drones, and they were, they were kind of hovering with intent. They were closer to us than they had been the nights before. Then a few of the boats started reporting that they had been hit by things from drones. The first boat that reported it had, a drone had dropped something on it, but it had fallen in the water. So that was, then there was a gap, and the second and third boats started to report that they were also being hit. As it went on, 9 or 10 boats were hit. I think our boat, which is the Spectre, was the last boat to be hit, and we were hit by projectiles from 3 drones. So 4 items hit the boat, but they were from 3 different drones over the course of around about an hour or an hour and 10 minutes. What hit the boat immediately when we heard a noise, we heard the noise of the drones nearby, then people immediately went to their safety positions, put their life jackets on. The items that fell from the drones, 2 of them hit the roof, 1 of them fell off into the sea. There was an immediate sulfur smell of bad eggs, really, really strongly across the place, which would indicate to us that some type of gas was being used. And after those happened, then things started to quiet down. And while we remained on high alert, after those 3 items hit the boat, there was no further damage to us. Just to say that it's very risky, right? They didn't appear to be incendiary this time, right? When we were in Tunis, the drones that hit the boat, they went in flames before they hit the boat, which was a huge fire risk for us. So we're not actually sure what it was they were intending to do with these sulfur items last night. Now, the gas is very dangerous. Like, I was sitting quite near one because I was driving the boat, and I have a splitting headache ever since. But obviously I'm well, and we've a doctor on board and everything. But we're not quite sure what they intended. The only thing is they did seem to target the sailboats. That's the boats with sails. And it may have been that these little acidic packages were designed to damage the sails of boats, because that's what happened in a couple of the cases where they seem to have hit the masts of boats and damaged the main sails. So at the very least, an attempt to harass and intimidate us out of continuing with our work. We're in international waters. We're civil society movement. We're boats full of aid. Ordinary people like me in international waters, there's absolutely no justification whatsoever for any government, for any actor to attack our boats. It's an act of piracy. As far as we know, there were many May Day calls went out to the Greek Coast Guard last night from our ships. And as yet, we haven't had any sort of satisfactory response from those, because what they were actually reporting were acts of piracy in international waters, which would tend to an immediate and very strong response. So that's roughly what happened. Just in terms of, nobody is hurt. I just want to stress this for anybody listening at home. Nobody is hurt. Everybody is well. Obviously, most people undertook this journey with the idea and the memory of Israel having acted really strongly to deter any such civil society movements previously. So we're not surprised by this. We can't honestly say who did it, but, just to say our suspicions lie in a particular direction. But we'd like to see an investigation of where these drones were launched from, why they were launched, and which governments, if any, cooperated with them, and what sanctions they could put against the people who carried out this absolutely illegal attack.
And that was Sarah Clancy speaking to us a few minutes ago.